Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you, as always, by The Prescription Shop in Buffalo. It's on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And joining me this morning is Cheryl Madden. Cheryl, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you, Brady?
I'm very good. I'm glad you could take the time here today, as we're going to talk about an event that's coming up just a couple weeks away, Dancing with the Stars.
Absolutely. Everything is almost all ready. We're just going to get the programs printed, and I have 32 silent auction items. I have all the food arranged. Everything is all set up. We're ready to go. And boy, do we have a fantastic lineup for dancers this year.
Yeah, you know, it's been a really fun event. How many years running? How many years has this event been going on?
This is the third year for Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
About 3 years ago, when they it used to be the Relay for Life, and it's, you know, for the American Cancer Society, and I always volunteered for the Relay for Life, but when they asked me to chair it, I said, okay, but it's going to be my way or no way, and the relay just was not going over well, so I came up with this Dancing with the Stars. And the first year we did it, 2 years ago, we raised over $15,000, and last year we raised over $19,000, and this year is going to be my last year of doing this. I'm going to find someone who is younger and has more energy to take over this event. But so my goal this year is to raise over $20,000. I want to go out with a bang.
Absolutely, and I've been at the former two events, and it is a lot of fun, and the crowd really gets into it, and it's a great night overall.
Oh, it is. Everybody just loves it. And the dancers, whenever I ask my stars, and I always pick stars who are well known and well respected and loved in our community. That way people will pay the dollars to come see them dance. And so whoever gets the mirror ball, I'm real happy for them. But as far as I'm concerned, all of my dancers are stars for giving their show, you know, giving up their time and their talents to do this. It's a lot of work.
They absolutely
have to do a lot of practicing and stuff.
So the mirror ball is the trophy. That's
yes.
What everyone's going
for.
Oh,
that's what everybody's going for. And Wayne Hill, every year he has provided the beautiful mirror ball. It looks just like the one that they have on the real Dancing with the Stars. The first year, Steve Ryman won it, and he still has it on his desk at the A&B Bank.
I remember that. They did the Dirty Dancing song.
Yeah, they did. And then last year, Mark Gordon, our state treasurer, won it, and he has it on his desk.
Yeah, they did something from Greece. That was good as
well.
Yeah,
it was. But all the dancers are so incredibly good. And they all say, well, I don't know how to dance. And I say, I don't care. You know, all I care is that you have fun and that we raise a lot of money for cancer research.
You know, and it's fun to watch the different performances and see how people's take on it is. Because some of them go all out with these crazy dances and they try and do big moves that are going to get reactions from the crowd and the audience. Some do, you know, more your typical traditional dances. And then once in a while you get one that's kind of just off the wall. But they're always entertaining to watch, and
absolutely.
Always fun to see what people can come up with.
Oh, I know. I'm just, you know, I work really hard for about 4 months getting this whole thing set up. The night of Dancing with the Stars, all I do is sit and watch and enjoy. That's about all I can do because I'm so tired and worn out by the time the show actually comes on. But anyway, and I really encourage everybody to get their tickets early because this year, you know, instead of waiting to the last minute and buying them at the door, well, the problem with that is I don't know how much food to have. And so we're selling them at all four banks here in Buffalo and the Chamber and the Occidental Hotel. And they're $20 in advance and $25 at the door. So make sure and get your tickets in advance.
Yeah, save $5. That's always good.
Yes.
And this is going to be, not only do you have the Dancing with the Stars with the Stars, but it starts off with, is that the Limelight Dance Factory?
Yes, it is. Well, the doors will open at 5:30, and we have hors d'oeuvres. And all of these wonderful restaurants, the Virginian, Sagewood Gifts and Cafe, Invasion Bar and KC, Dash Inn, Bozeman Trail Steakhouse, DJ's Grocery, excuse me, and Variety, IGA, the Clubhouse Grill, the Winchester Steakhouse, Paisano's, Pizza Hut, Papa Bino's, and then TA Ranch, Guest Ranch, and then Lynn Turner and I, we're going to donate hors d'oeuvres. And these restaurants go all out and donate wonderful hors d'oeuvres. And so now it's just hors d'oeuvres. It's not dinner. And then there's also a cash bar.
If you grab enough hors d'oeuvres, it can be dinner.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then there's a cash bar for, thanks to the Occidental Hotel. And they give 20% of the profits back to the American Cancer Society. And The Fix is doing free coffee for us. So bless their hearts. You know, everybody in this city is so generous. And this county, I guess I should say, Invasion Bar and TA Ranch.
Sure.
And then also I have 32 different silent auction items. Beautiful things. Really, really nice things this year.
And if people want to see, is there a listing somewhere where they can see if they want to see all these items on a website or something?
Not really. You'll have to come and see all these things. But it's everything from Mary Kay products. There's a half beef, quarter of a beef, just all kinds of wonderful things. Some beautiful antique items from Annie's Antiques and also the rebranded. There's a gorgeous side table, just all sorts of, just name it.
Well, there's a giant paragraph, so I knew we weren't going to go through the entire list there.
I can't go through the whole list, but it's a lot. And I have a wonderful crew that helps. Lynn Turner, she's the vice chair of this. And if it wasn't for her, I don't know what I'd do. She listens to my complaints and griping and all this and calms me down. And then she gives wonderful suggestions, and she helps me a lot. And then I have a great, she takes care of all the food, all the hors d'oeuvres. She and her crew take care of that. And then Nancy Carm and Tina Moeller take care of all the silent auction items for me. And then I have just a great crew that comes and helps set up and tear down. And I'm
well, and I hear good things about your DJ.
Oh, yes. Wow. I'll tell you that Brady Safranik, he is the best DJ. He knows what he's doing. I don't know what I'd do without him. The dancers, if you're listening, dancers, make sure and get your music to Brady if you haven't already. Otherwise, you'll be getting a nasty email from me. But anyway, yeah, you do a great job. And then Mark Wilson, the MC, the Farmers Insurance, Mark Wilson. This is his third year doing it, and he does such an incredible job.
He's
so laid back, and he doesn't get excited or anything. He just, you know, rolls with the flow, and it's just this wonderful guy.
And it looks like, okay, so this whole thing is to benefit the American Cancer Society.
Absolutely. I'm a 2-time cancer survivor, so my heart is really in this. And I lost another real dear friend just last August to cancer. And I'm going to dedicate this whole show to her. Marilyn Knauer is her name. But anyway, I should probably tell the audience who all of our dancers are.
Sure.
Okay. Here's our 2018 stars. And this year I'm doing something different. Instead of just having stars dance with instructors, I also have stars dancing with stars. And then they're getting coached by someone else.
Okay.
Okay. So this lineup is Claudia Todd is dancing with Randy Dice. Sylvia Bruner is dancing with Jim McLaughlin. John Camino is dancing with Kira Wages. Jerry Chase is dancing with Dana Fowler. Nick Thom is dancing with Mackenzie Sowers. Paul Butler, who's the head chef at the Virginian, is dancing with Berva Brock. And I have Tucker Ruby dancing with Brittany Morrison. And I always tell my dancers, you know, make sure and have a good time. And then to get people, bribe them or whatever it takes. You know, I encourage bribery on this, you know, to vote for them, because there's going to be buckets at the back of the room.
So bribes and cheating is encouraged.
Yes, it is.
As long as it brings in more money.
Yes. For $1 a vote, you can vote for the couple of your choice. And I got the biggest kick out of telling that to Tucker Ruby, our county attorney. I'll bet I'm the only person in the county that can tell Tucker Ruby to make sure and
get away with
bribe people to vote for him.
That's right.
So anyway, we're encouraging people to vote early and vote often on the Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, it's always a great time. And like you mentioned, when it's over, then everyone goes and votes, and then you tally it all up. There's the people's vote, but then there's also the judges voting, right?
Yes, and that's those poor judges have the toughest job there. I mean, because all those dancers are so good. But our judges are the same ones as last year. Dennis Kirvin, Linda Greenough, and Lynn Young. And they're great. They have a great sense of humor, and they come up with some great comments. And I'm so excited about this whole thing. And then, like you said, the Limelight Dance Factory, Mackenzie Sowers Group, they're going to entertain us first.
They always do a good
job. Yeah, they do. They're so cute to watch. They really are. I'm just really excited about this. And also, I want all cancer survivors to call me. If you are a cancer survivor, and you call me, my number is 621-0507. You call me at that number, and I put you on a special list, and you get in free. And you're going to be our special guest of honor. I have special seating for you, and you're going to be recognized and honored. And I have a little gift for you. And the people that come with you, they'll have to buy a ticket, but still, you get in free. And
that's what this is all about. It's
absolutely
all about cancer survivors and the American Cancer Society. And, you know, we get caught up in the fun of the night and all that,
yes,
but it's really for a great, meaningful cause.
It really is. There's a very serious side to this because, and they're making great strides and improvements left and right with cancer research. There was 19 years between my two cancers, and the difference was like day and night as far as the treatment, the biopsy, everything.
How much better things have gotten.
Oh, so much better. It was way less
intrusive,
invasive,
that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's just so much better. And I would like to see a cure for cancer before I die. I don't want my kids and grandkids to go through this, and I'm sure no one else knows. Cancer, it has affected everybody, you know, friends or family, and we want to find a cure. And
yeah,
so this is a great, great way to do this. We're going to have fun, and we're going to raise money for the American Cancer Society.
Yeah, it is a great way to raise money. And you know, here at the Bighorn Mountain Radio Network, we're all for this. We do, on our other country station here, Kix 96.5, every year we do a St. Jude Radiothon.
Yes.
And that's more for childhood cancer and research, but sort of along the same lines, looking for a cure.
I love St. Jude's. They're one of my favorite charities. I send them money every year. I always do.
That's one of those places, you know, I mentioned we do that on our big country station here on the FM dial. And every year the company sends two people down to Memphis for the Country Cares event. And I got to go down there a couple years ago. And you know, when you go through St. Jude and see all that stuff, it kind of changes your thought process.
Yes, absolutely.
And it does. And so this is another great cause for the American Cancer Society. And it's nice to raise money for causes such as this. And like you mentioned, how wonderful would it be to finally find a cure at some point here in the near future?
Oh, that, I pray for that every day.
Yeah.
I really do. But meanwhile, we're going to get, it's May 12th. It's a week from this Saturday. And get your tickets in advance at any of the four banks here in Buffalo, or the Occidental Hotel, or the Chamber. And like I said, they're $20 in advance, $25 at the door.
And that's Bomber Mountain Civic Center?
Bomber Mountain Civic Center, absolutely. And by the way, all the money that we raise goes to cancer research. The renting of the Bomber Mountain Civic Center, my husband does that. And any other costs, I take care of. And Lynn Turner buys all the things like the plates and napkins and tablecloths.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She said, you know.
So you don't have to take a chunk of what's made and throw it towards the event.
No, we have all kinds of wonderful big money sponsors, too, that help us out. But there again, that the money sponsors, all that money goes directly to cancer research, like Crazy Woman Liquors, Prescription Shop, Buffalo Bulletin, Vision Center of Johnson County, KC Community Voice, And then all four of the banks have given money. Bighorn Mountain Radio Network, and the Sheridan Media, Harness Funeral Home, and Johnson Chiropractic, and the Buffalo Senior Center. And, you know, they've all in-kind donations or big checks.
And that's always nice.
Yeah, that's always really nice. I know every year when I walk into, like, for example, Crazy Woman Liquor, she'll give me a check for $1,000. Same with prescription.
Will she give me one if I walk in?
No. No, her son had cancer, so you okay. know that it's. And then prescription.
If it's touched your life, then you're much more likely to give and probably give a little more.
Well, and then the prescription shop gave me a check for $1,000 too, and the Vision Center $500. I mean, they're so generous around here.
It's amazing,
and it is. It's just mind-boggling to me.
Yeah. And again, we're talking about Dancing with the Stars event here with Cheryl Madden. This is going on Saturday, May 12th at Bomber Mountain Civic Center. What time do things get started?
The doors open at 5:30, and the Limelight Dance Factory starts around 6:45 or 7 o'clock, somewhere in there. And then the other dancers will start around 7:30.
So between 5:30 and 7-ish, before anything's happening, people can get food, sort of thing?
They eat, and they sign up for the silent auction items.
Silent auction items.
And dig down deep in your pockets, and there's some incredible silent auction items.
Whatever number you write down, add a zero at the end.
Yep, absolutely. Room so you can,
you can fill in those seven digits if you
exactly.
want to give that much.
Yes.
Again, we're talking with Cheryl Madden, Dancing with the Stars, coming up Saturday, May 12th, and Cheryl, we'll have you on again next week to talk about the event.
Oh, thank you so much, Brady. I appreciate you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. This is Community Speaks. It's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo.